smell that deed?
Ugh, it must be those porta potties over by the tennis court.
Ah, it's springtime deed. Flowers in bloom, fresh cut grass, makes you feel alive.
I still think it's those porta potties.
Nonsense, deed. Love is in the air.
Love? Oh, Betty.
Hey, Chicky, you want to play spacemans?
I don't think so.
What's wrong, Chucky?
Oh, nothing. I guess I just don't feel like playing.
How come?
I can't explain it. It's a weird feeling. It's like... I just don't feel like disabled Chucky no more.
You don't? Well, what kind of Chucky do you feel like?
Like an empty one, Lil. Like a Chucky who's going nowhere. Like a Chucky with something missing.
Something missing? Well, like what?
I don't know. Just something.
Howdy! My name's Megan. What's yours?
I'm Tommy, and this is Phil and Lil.
Nice to meet ya. And who's this bozo?
Oh, that's Chucky.
Chunky? What kind of weird name is that?
Actually, it's Chucky.
Hey! Oh, sorry, Chunky. So, you guys want to play hide and seek?
Sure.
Hide and seek's a great game.
Who's gonna be it?
Good question. How about Chunky?
Me? Well, all right, I'll count to... I'll count as high as I can.
That doesn't give us much time. Come on!
One... Two... Seven... 11...
Ow! Hey, what's going on?
Huh, must have been a bird or something. One... Two...
Ow! Who did that? What'd you do that for?
I didn't do nothing.
Yes, you did. You poked me.
No, I didn't.
Okay, fine. I'll just go play somewhere else.
Hey, Chucky, what's wrong?
Didn't you see? I was trying to count, but Megan kept poking me.
She was probably just kidding around, Chucky. She didn't mean nothing by it.
Well, it sure hurt. I don't think she likes me.
Don't be silly, Chucky. Now, come on, let's go play.
I'll be the general. Tommy, you can be the captain.
Okay.
And Phil and Lil, you can be the brave soldiers.
Great!
Wait a minute, how about me?
Chucky, you can be... Mr. Mudbucket!
I'm telling you guys, Megan's picking on me! Didn't you see how she tripped me when we first met her?
Nah, she just put her foot there by mistake.
Well, how about when she made me be Mudbucket when we played soldiers? What are you talking about, Chucky? Mudbucket's the best part in the whole game.
Yeah, I wish I could have been Mudbucket.
Come on, Chucky. Megan isn't picking on you. It's all in your imagination.
Oh, maybe you're right. Chucky?
Yeah?
I guess I was wrong. She is kind of picking on you, huh?
I hate that, Megan, Tommy. I didn't even do nothing to her.
I know you didn't, Chucky.
Well, then why is she picking on me?
Maybe it's because you're a boy.
But Tommy and Phil are boys, too, and she doesn't pick on them.
Well, maybe it's because you got red hair and freckles.
That's not a very good reason to pick on someone.
Or it could be your glasses.
My glasses? But that's not fair.
Well, we never said life was going to be fair, Chucky.
That's it. That's the last straw. I'm going to go over there and sell things once and for all. Hey, Megan!
Huh?
Why are you picking on me? Well, what is it? Is it my hair?
No.
Is it my freckles?
No.
Or do you just hate kids with glasses?
No, it's not that.
Well, what is it then? Because if you're going to keep picking on me all the time, I got a right to know. What is it, huh? Huh? What?
It's...
Come on, out with it.
It's because I like you, okay?
She likes you? She was poking you and calling your names and pushing you down because she likes you?
I know it sounds weird, but that's what she said.
I think she's nuts.
Yeah, if I was you, I'd just stay out of her way. She might have rabies or something.
I don't think I could do that, you guys. Why not? It's a big playground.
Yeah, if you see her, you could just hide behind a bush.
Or climb a tree.
Or pretend you're invisible.
No, guys, you don't understand. I can't just stay away from her.
Why not, Chucky?
Well, I don't know how to say this, but I think I like her, too.
Whoa. Chucky, I don't get it.
Yeah. She's so mean to you.
I can't really explain it, but I do. Now excuse me, but I gotta go find Megan and tell her.
Hey, what'd you do that for?
'Cause I like ya.
Megan, I got something to tell ya.
Megan, wait!
What do I do?
How about a present? Every kid likes to get presents.
Yeah, how about a box of worms?
Or some mud?
Please, you guys, I barely know her.
Hey, I got it. How about this?
Wow, a Reptar bar.
Thanks, Dobby, this is perfect.
Hi, Megan. I was just passing by and thought you might like a nice chocolatey Reptar bar.
Saw the whole thing.
I don't get it.
Sorry, Chucky.
I mean, sure, it was in Tommy's diaper for a couple of days, but it's still a perfectly good Reptar bar.
What are you gonna do now?
I don't know.
Why don't you give her flowers?
Yeah, flowers! That's it!
Megan, I...
Say, Chucky, you tried talking to her, you bought her chocolate, you even gave her flowers.
I still say she's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of kid says she likes you and then goes and runs away every time you do something nice?
Face it, Chucky, she's not like other kids.
You know, Tommy, I think you're right.
Megan's not like other kids. Other kids would love getting presents, but not Megan. She wants something different. And you know what, guys? I think I know just what that something is.
Wow,
it's the weirdest thing I ever saw.
I think they're both nuts.
The sun going down and everything.
Yeah, and it's even better because I'm watching it with you.
Gee, Megan. Oh!
Guys, I never felt better in my whole life. I mean, if you think eating carpet lint is fun, just wait till you fall in love.
That's great, Chucky.
When I'm with Megan, I just feel, well, special. I never felt like this before in my entire life.
That's nice, Chucky, but all this love talk is making me kind of sick.
And then there's the future. I know it's a little soon to be thinking about marriage and all, but hey, I'm going to be 3 next year. Well, excuse me, guys, Megan's waiting for me. I'm going to go put a worm in her hair.
Boy, that's rough.
off, Chucky.
Yeah, you think if she was going to pick on another kid, at least she'd finish picking on you first.
Maybe that's just the way love is sometimes.
Don't be sad, Chucky. Whatever happens, we'll always be your friends.
Yeah, thanks. It really means a lot to me knowing that you guys will always be there. But, I don't know. I guess I still kind of miss her. I miss the way she'd poke me in the back, the way she'd throw butt at me, the way she'd push me down on the ground.
Hey, Chucky?
Yeah?
Guys, you're real pals!
Your corners, boys.
You're the one who's moving, Drew. Aren't you going to give us a hand with this heavy stuff?
Can't. Sensitive ligaments.
What's going on, Angelica? How come everybody's taking all your stuff?
I'm moving away, Bozo.
Moving away?
That's what I said. My mommy got a new job, so I'm getting out of this baby town for good.
Oh, no.
That's awful. Are you kidding? It's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yay! Angelica's moving! We're free
for you! Wait, guys, this is terrible.
What are you talking about, Tommy? It's great. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, what could be terrible about that?
You guys are forgetting one thing. Angelica's the one who made us all friends in the first place.
No, she didn't, Tommy.
Friends.
No, we weren't. Don't you remember what it was like the first time we met?
No.
Well, I do.
Hi, you Betty DeVille?
That depends. You from the county?
No, I'm Drew Pickles from down the street.
Oh, well, pleased to meet you, neighbor. Come on in.
Anyway, I just came by to invite you to a little get-acquainted party tomorrow for my brother Stu and his wife Dee Dee. They just moved here from Akron. It'd be great if you and your family could come.
Well, Howard's got a lot of laundry to do, but I guess we could stop by. Seaweed protein shake?
You must be feeling well.
Who are you?
Angelica Pickles. Say, haven't I seen you two at the park?
Were we eating worms?
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
That was us.
So anyway, I guess my daddy's inviting you to the big party tomorrow.
A party? Me?
We love parties. Sure you do. Except there's something you ought to know before you go. You guys ever heard of a baby named Tommy Pickles? Well, then it's a good thing I stopped by. Because if there's one thing I know, it's this. Tommy Pickles is trouble.
Trouble?
Trouble. Tommy's one mean, nasty baby. He'll snap the diaper right off your butt. I don't think he'll stop there. He'll pull your hair, he'll step on your shoes, and if you don't watch out, he'll eat the buttons right off your clothes.
Oh, thanks for warning us.
Angelica, we're going!
See you tomorrow. And remember...
I don't know, Mr. Pickles. Social situations make me uncomfortable.
Come on, Chaz. Call me Drew. I mean, we've known each other since high school.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Pickles. I mean, Drew.
And worst of all, there's two of them. They go by the names Phil and Lil, and they're mean. Hate kids with red hair, too.
I have red hair!
But what they really hate is kids with glasses.
I wear glasses!
Wow, that's two out of two. You better watch yourself tomorrow. I sure wouldn't want to be in your shoes. This ought to be good.
So everybody's coming tomorrow, huh?
Yep.
I think it's a wonderful way to meet the neighbors.
I don't know. Well, at least we get a lot of housewarming gifts.
And he really steals toys? He's one mean baby. His name is Chucky Finster, but they call him the Crusher. And wait till I tell you about the twins.
Get away from us, you diaper snapper!
Diaper snapper!
Watch out, Bill, cut your hair off!
Stay away from me, Crusher!
Bet you'd like to get your hands on these buttons, huh, Button Eater?
Hey, you're stealing my toys!
And I'm not!
Aren't you?
I am not!
Don't touch me! Don't touch me!
Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me!
Well, Cynthia, it doesn't get any better than this.
What's that, Cynthia?
Oh, thank you. I am a genius.
But, Tommy, that doesn't prove Angelica's the reason we're friends.
Yeah, well, it proves that Angelica's the reason we almost got to be enemies.
Oh, wait, you guys, I'm not finished yet. Don't you remember what happened next?
My foot. 16 freeloaders and not one lousy housewarming gift.
Stu, meet Betty and Howard DeVille from next door. Betty, Howard, this is my brother Stu, the inventor.
Boy, what a lousy party. Nothing to eat but a bunch of raw vegetables and bean dip. You'd think there'd be some cake or cookies around here, some... Aha! Look, Cynthia, a box of chocolicious cookies and then a ground-up in sight. Come on. Hey, wait a minute. Of course! Too fat. Perfect.
Phil? Lil? You guys like cookies?
See, the cookies are right through there. All you gotta do is crawl through and get them for me. I mean us.
Sorry, Angelica.
It's too small.
It's not too small. Not for you guys.
We'd never fit through there in a million years.
Of course you would.
No, we get stuck.
Aw, you stupid babies. You can't get stuck. Look.
Uh-oh. Ew, say, Angelica. Isn't that the yard with the big nasty dog in it?
What big nasty dog?
Get out here.
Tommy, Tommy!
Huh? Angelica's head got stuck in the fence.
And a big dog's gonna eat her.
Really?
No! Don't listen to them! They're just making up a story so we'll look the other way and they can cut our hair off!
You keep out of this, toy stealer!
Oh, look who's talking. Button eater.
Button eater! Don't try to fake us! We know you're a button eater!
Or should we just turn around so you can snap our diapers like Angelica said?
Angelica? Angelica said I snap diapers and eat buttons?
That's right. She told us all about you.
And Angelica told me you guys are hair cutters and glasses stoppers.
We are not.
Sounds kind of fun, though.
And you know what? Angelica told me you was a toy stealer.
What? That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
So Angelica said you steal toys, but you don't. And she said you guys stomp glasses, but you don't. And she said I eat buttons, but I don't. Hey, you guys, I think Angelica just made all that stuff up.
You mean none of it's true?
Wow, this changes everything.
But why would Angelica want to make us all scared of each other and make us fight?
Because she's mean.
Because she's nasty.
No, that's not it.
It's because she wanted us to be friends.
Come again?
Don't you see? If we hadn't been fighting, we would have been playing instead, right?
Yeah.
And then we would have gone outside with Angelica.
So?
So then we'd be the ones with our heads stuck in the fence.
You're right, Tommy.
Boy, if I got my head stuck in your fence, I'd never want to play here again.
See? Angelica likes us so much, she went and made us fight just so we can be friends.
Wow, Angelica's the greatest.
How can we ever thank her?
I know. We can tell her what good friends we are.
And show her how well we play together.
Yeah, that'll make her happy.
I got an even better thing we can do to make Angelica happy.
What's that, Tommy?
Get her head out of that fence.
Yeah!
Should be thanking you.
What? What for?
Oh, we know what you did and we think you're great.
What?
What's wrong with you babies? Are your diapers on too tight?
She's funny, too.
You know, for a bunch of stinky babies, you guys aren't so bad after all.
Bobby, you're right. I'm gonna miss Angelica after all.
Yeah, me too.
Listen, Sugar Plum, I hate to have to tell you this, but there's been a change of plans. It looks like we're not moving after all.
We're not?
Those ingrates! I give Merge Court the best years of my life, and they go and give the New York VP job to that weasel Jonathan. There's no loyalty in this town, Drew.
Come on, honey. Let's go counter-strategize over a cappuccino.
Angelica, you're not moving! Now you'll get a chance to do everything different like you said. Now we know how you really feel. You like us! You really like us!